This is the Wild West.
The Clash.
The Clash. I sometimes do. Yes, that's a very good point, Nick. This is the Big Show for the week. It is a very cold and brisk morning. Mick is here.
Yeah.
What is mad making you mad this week?
Oh,
don't spoil it for
banks.
Us. Oh, yeah, they always make you mad.
Well, all the other ones as well. I'll tell you shortly.
Plus, we'll let us in sport. We're going to tell you about cheerleaders today. Is our topic in sport?
Cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders.
I thought you said chili.
Chili cheerleaders? No.
Oh, they nice
on
to warm up.
We'll work on that, but it's a law case in America that's quite interesting.
Typical of bloody America.
Knew you were going to say that as well. Steve's here too, but he's just being a bit slack. I don't know what he's up to.
Oh, he's turning someone on. I mean, turning something on.
Yes, he's... Details, details, details. Plus, we'll have those around town, around Liverpool and Fairfield.
What? Hard work?
Around town. No hard work for you, Mick. No, don't worry.
That's a four-letter word, work. You know, I'll say four-letter words on it.
That's very true, Mick. And here comes Steve. He's finally come back to save the day.
Yes.
And we heard the sad news overnight too, Steve.
Yes.
We lost a DJ.
Did Avicii. Is that how you say it?
Avicii, yeah. Avicii, I thought he was correct. It's a Swedish DJ. He's very old.
Oh, awesome. The old age of 28.
28. Unbelievably young.
Nearly
the
same age as you.
Are you saying I'm dying? No.
I know. He was quite good, actually.
Very good.
Very popular. Insanely like popular.
One of the massive hits levels.
Yeah.
But remember,
Wake Me Up,
all the good entertainment
When You Go Go.
They all die at 28.
Well, they do. Kurt Cobain died at 28.
70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, didn't Kurt Cobain die around then as well?
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, maybe.
Hendrix.
Yeah.
So it means you were never an artist, Mick,
I think,
right?
I was 27. There's like a 27 club where a bunch of artists died at 27.
Was he late?
He broke the curse, I think.
But I think he was quite ill, though, because he retired from touring in 2016.
Yes.
Which is surprising, because a DJ is not really stressful, right? You just like press a button.
Just, apparently it is, Glenn, because as a result, we saw what happened.
Too much drinking. So,
well, that it
well,
is.
Well, that was one of his issues he had previously that made him ill, but...
Yeah, who would have thought that party and lifestyle, you know, from drinking and who knows what else.
The official cause of death is not known yet.
No.
The family released a statement this morning saying it was quite a surprise, but a bit of a shock.
Yeah, very shocked. I didn't even expect that at all.
Talking about dead people, they just released the coroner's report on...
The Royal Prince. Commission?
Oh, they did too, yes.
Did they? What did they find?
He was dead.
Oh.
And they can't
anything else?
They don't know who gave him the illicit drugs that killed him, because they are fake drugs.
Then if they are fake, how did he die?
He died from fake drugs.
He needed real drugs. So.
No. The
but they were real drugs, clearly, because he died.
Real drugs, but they were mislabeled.
Oh, so they were... Because
what he was taking was supposed to be painkillers. But what he was given, what he took in the end, was 50 times the strength of the painkillers he was taking, which was an opioid.
Yeah.
That's what killed him.
Opioid. Well, that's sad to hear.
It's tragic. Well, a sad morning for many people. But
happy Saturday morning, though.
Yeah, happy Saturday morning. Yeah.
I don't know who he is anyway. I'm just an old.
Well,
you don't know who Prince is?
No, not
Avicii.
Avicii. Well, Mick, just for you, Mick, just to get you into the groove, we found you Avicii, just to get you onto the right level.
Your local station with music, community news, and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
In tribute, I guess. You could say.
I can't understand a word.
Dead at age 28 this morning.
Yeah, very sad.
Mick, you to buy the CD in tribute, or?
Unless they make it in vinyl.
They do. I think there's an Avicii in vinyl.
Yeah.
Well, I can't afford
vinyl. So you're not the target market.
No, I'm not the target market.
All right.
So, sports time.
Massive, massive
big week
sports.
In sport. The Commonwealth Games sadly came to an end.
Yeah.
And, well... As always, Commonwealth Games, closing ceremony.
What happened?
I've never really watched one, to be honest. But it was apparently a disaster. Here are the commentators with their verdict at the end after they were on social media.
We understand many people have been disappointed by tonight's closing ceremony. And to be perfectly honest, Joe, so have we been. It hasn't really lived up to expectations. And I've got to say... It's about the only thing they got wrong, but they did get it wrong tonight.
I'm sorry, you're being way too polite. People are thinking that Channel 7 has chosen not to show pictures of athletes or not to show the flag bearer, Kurt Fearnley, and other flag bearers from nations coming in. We're the Australian rights holders. So
they get into a long explanation about why they didn't have the pictures and there was a balls up there.
It's a blame game.
Yeah, basically. But lucky enough, there was someone to take... Because what happened though, Steve? Essentially, they missed the athletes coming to the stadium.
Yeah.
It was the biggest problem. Yeah. The music...
marching in with the...
Was Danny Minogue there, by the way?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Because there was some Danny Minogue song, but I didn't see Danny Minogue was actually there.
Yeah. Right.
It was like they had a tribute karaoke band. I don't know.
Typical of Beattie. That's why we shouldn't be employing Beattie.
Hold on a second. We need to take it to the point of the problem.
Whoa, calm down, Mick.
Well, yeah, come on. Give the guy an apology, Mick.
He didn't even know who the Sharks were.
Yeah. Oh, that guy.
Let's get the explanation.
Yeah, fire him. Didn't know who the Sharks were.
Let's get the explanation from Beattie. He's got the apology tour.
Yeah,
they've competed. They're tired. They're exhausted. Some want to just have a bit of fun. They don't want to be standing around outside a stadium. So that's what we were driven by. We were driven by the right reasons, but we stuffed it up in that we should have included them in the actual broadcast time. I'm hopeful to get a chance to apologise to Kurt personally later this morning. He's a great Australian, and I'm embarrassed because I'm a great fan of his. It would have been fantastic. I mean, Kurt came in with the flag, but...
So that was his first apology of the day.
Oh,
I mean, they could have, if everyone, every other country who had the Commonwealth Games could do that in the Olympics, why did they stuff it up? They should have been, it's just a pattern.
Yeah, it's a pretty obvious pattern because the athletes being a big part of the Games, it does seem a bit odd that you don't let them come in.
Yeah.
I think also the whole thing.
But everyone else did the same. All the other countries that have had Commonwealth Games or Olympics allow them to walk march in.
Right.
Why did these people stuff up?
Well, they made the wrong call, Mick. Simple. They made the wrong call. They've admitted it. They moved on.
Yeah. But they should have been picked up in the first place before it happened.
Yeah, but you can't predict every mistake you're going to make
in life.
Yes,
you can.
Have you never made mistakes? You're perfect.
I'm perfect, yeah.
Well, Peter Beattie's not on perfect because, as you said, because I forget, like, you
know, he can't even recognise the Sharks.
But that's not the worst thing. He's the head of the football.
It's not the end of the world.
Mick, on his apology tour, and you thought Zuckerberg does apologies, but this is what happened when he was being interviewed by Carl. You thought he couldn't identify the Sharks. Well, it gets worse.
So there's a kid over your left shoulder who's dying to get on the TV. He's been trying to get on the TV since you started this interview. Would you calling him over?
Come on, come and say hello. Carl wants to say hello to you. Guy in here, obviously a Knight supporter.
No, it looks like Knights. I think that's a soccer team, Barcelona.
Say hello, Carl.
Beattie is on top of sports.
Say hello, Carl. Stop.
Did he say that as a joke? Or
No. He has a problem identifying football jerseys. And what is his job, Steve?
He's the head of the NRL.
He's the head of football rugby league.
Wow.
Australian rugby league. Not the NRL, the Australian rugby league.
Australian rugby league, chairperson. Yeah.
So, but he does always get teams wrong. He's a big rugby league fan, though.
Oh, yeah. How can you be?
Broncos, I suspect.
No,
that's understandable, though. He's not expected to be over everything.
No,
I think, if you can't tell if it's a Knights jersey and a Newcastle, like a...
Yeah, but imagine how many teams he has to...
And the Barcelona jersey. It's got Spanish words on there, Mick.
Mick, hello, Mick.
Hello, Steve, how are you?
All right.
Is it not? Spanish words, right?
I don't know, I've never seen it.
Maybe he wasn't wearing glasses.
Or Barcelona, come on. It's probably got Spanish words on there.
That could be, we've got Texas in Australia, we've got Denmark in Australia.
He didn't even say Barcelona.
How do you know we haven't got Barcelona in Australia?
We don't.
Anyway, moving on.
We'll see what happens next time he's interviewed.
Yeah. But the Commonwealth Games, any highlights?
I didn't watch it. No, I did. That's a no from me.
Oh, the medal tally.
Yeah. I closed my eyes and I had a nice sleep after.
Oh, that's good.
That's the best part about the elite.
True Aussie.
Well, the Aussies are on fire in football as well. The Matildas this week had a great week.
Are now one conversion away from a spot in the final. A spot in the final beckons. And Sam Kerr sends the Matildas to the Asian Cup final.
Yeah, good job.
Always Sam Kerr as well. The star of the show.
Yeah. They always got five people there too, isn't it? Because just in case they get really hot.
What? I don't get
no on fire?
Oh, that's lame.
Oh, crikey. Sorry, that joke was that good we didn't even get it.
Right over my head, Mick.
Oh, well.
Completely right over our head.
It was too good, Mick. Too good. Wow, so that's good for the Matildas then.
Yeah.
Hopefully they go all the way and win.
Well, they've got a good chance. Like, you got to remember, the men's team, which is usually fairly hopeless in comparison, which is not as good as there are other teams in men's competition, maybe, let's be diplomatic.
Yeah.
Generally, they won the Asian Cup last time, so...
Hopefully the women's can do it.
It's should be possible, right? Well, they're highly rated in the world. They're favourites to win.
Oh, good.
Like, one of the But top teams in the Asian Cup at least. And then the Women's World Cup.
Which contenders.
Contenders, yeah. Eight up in the final. Almost were going to be in the finals. They almost made the top six, but they lost to Adelaide 3-2 last week, so they're gone. And Sydney FC plays next week, but last night Melbourne defeated the Roar, eliminating the Roar from the finals. Mm-hmm. So they're all...
They haven't been cooked yet. That's why they're still called the Roar.
They're Roar, definitely not Roar. Not Roar.
Yeah. Ice hockey
starts. Oh, so yes, ice hockey starts today. Exciting, exciting times. We only care about the Ice Dogs, obviously, because they're the main team
that matters.
they are playing the North Stars, though, the Newcastle North Stars, so that should be exciting times. They didn't do very good last season, but hopefully...
Where does the North Stars come from, the South or the North?
Newcastle North. I don't know, Ice Dogs come from Sydney, just so you know.
Lucky Mixie to confirm these things, because it is so confusing otherwise.
That's at 5 p.m, though, so if you want to wait next week, we'll have the results for you. Other than that, I will try and attend, though.
I'll tell you what's happening out at Glen Quarry in the skateboard park. They're having about 3 o'clock, having lessons for the kids to use. Be safe.
Good.
If you want to go out there about 3 o'clock.
Learning's good.
Yeah.
Now, also in NRL, some match on Thursday night, Mick. How'd the Bulldogs go?
Oh, they lost, but I don't care. But
that's all right.
That was the closest and lowest scoring match they've ever had.
You're not wrong, because I saw like the last 10 minutes of it, and it was 6-0. I was like, I thought that was like the first 10 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because it's never like 6-0 is a very low score.
Mm.
Last night, the Dragons sadly went down to the Warriors 20-12.
Yes.
Their first loss, though, this year.
Done by the New Zealanders.
I think the Kiwis, to be honest, might actually win this year.
They might have
What's
stuck
going on?
Some All Blacks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might have stuck some All Blacks in there.
The Storm won last night too. The Rabbits play the Raiders today. The Tigers play the Knights. Or Barcelona, depending on which way you look at it.
Barcelona.
Can't wait for the Barcelona tour. But that was a top of the ladder clash between the Dragons and the Warriors. And still both now on the top of the ladder at 12 points.
Oh, well. They have to get
the
there.
The Tigers and the Panthers might be joining them, but quite competitive.
Have you seen how...
The Eels still haven't won a game.
The Tigers, once they got rid of their coach from last year, they are brilliant.
That's good.
Get rid of the coach, it solves all the world's problems.
Yeah, that was typical of West. Why West did very poor last year and the year before.
So this means the Wanderers, though, then, Mick, they get rid of their coach this week. They sacked the coach in less than a year after they got the new coach this year, after the legendary coach they had before left. Mm. Good move, bad move?
Oh, well, they have to find someone else now.
That's, yeah.
He only had a year to do it. Do you have enough time to rebuild the team to get there?
They can blood the sport. They've lost anyway for this season, so...
They got time now.
But they came seventh. They weren't last.
Yeah, they still didn't win, did they?
No, well, they didn't win.
The point of the game,
so basically, if you're a coach, you don't win, you're all gone.
The point of the competition is to be the best and win.
Hang on, Meg. Last time you used to say it's about sportsmanship and having fun. And
no, but that's what I'm saying. That's what it is now.
Now it's about winning.
That's because it's been paid for.
Because it's
professional.
It's very corporate. That's why.
Yeah, professional sport.
Yes, that makes sense.
And also, and big news in British football too, the manager of the club for Arsenal, Arsene Wenger, I think his name is. Great name for an Arsenal manager, by the way. Arsene. Okay. Anise? I don't know.
Anise, probably.
Anise, I don't know. Yeah. Something. He's 68, but he's retired. He's been there for 22 years.
Wow.
But there was a bit of a campaign to get rid of him, though. They wanted, the fans were protesting in these last years, due to performance, that he should go.
Well,
but
he's 68, right?
Does it have to matter if you're 68? Still be there?
Are they winning?
Well, this is the problem. He wasn't winning, and I think that was kind of like...
But there was also another...
That's kind of why they weren't a big fan of him, I don't think. Yeah. So
there was also another coach sacked from one of the English teams as well.
We don't have time to go for every coach sacking every week, but I take your word for it.
How many coaches are sacked?
Wow. Oh, about one a day.
Well, I can't even get sacked myself.
Swans last night, Steve, you weren't there. Why not?
No. I was at work.
What, at 7:30 in the evening?
No, actually, I would have just got home, so...
Well...
Sorry, Swans. Did they lose?
They lose, because you weren't there, Steve. That was very sad. They got very close. It was kind of a close match at the end, though. They almost got over the line.
Oh.
And they lost the Crows 85-75.
But who were they playing?
That's all right.
Adelaide.
That's not that far.
No, and literally, they were, like, behind a lot of the match. They actually came from behind the last quarter in the last couple of minutes. They had two minutes to go, and they almost could have got the two goals and one. But they just fumbled around a bit at the end. But to be fair, they should have been... the other...
Oh, they had a bad day.
The other 100 minutes I probably could have done a bit better in.
They just had a bad day.
What happened
day?
To Buddy? He's meant to be winning.
Yeah, what happened to Buddy?
Was he even playing? Maybe that's why.
And they also had a football player in AFL 2 last night that died as well, unfortunately. Player died aged 28.
See, another 28 death?
It's a new 28 club now.
Yeah, it's very sad, very shocking. Terrible news about that last night.
Could he sing?
What do you mean?
No, he couldn't sing.
But he was an entertainer, wasn't he?
But basically, he basically was in jail in 2013 for burglary, and then he ended up getting drafted into the Dockers in 2015. And they're basically preparing a report for the coroner on no suspicious circumstances, but it appears that it may have been self-harm. So if you need any help with that, 1-3-111-4. Very sad morning this morning, actually, Steve.
Yeah.
Do you have any good news?
I'm all right.
I'm happy this morning. Are you, Glenn?
I'm okay.
Yeah, you look like one of the Seven Dwarfs, happy.
Oh, thank you. Mick, you got the beard, though.
Beardy.
Beardy. Beardy. Peter Beardy. Anyway.
All right. Mickey Beardy. Beardy.
Michael Beardy.
Michael Beardy.
Now, the biggest story of the week, though, this happened on the ABC this week. They interviewed some allegations in cheerleading.
Oh.
Being made, some lawsuits, very serious lawsuits happening between the cheerleaders and the NFL.
Professional football players have no rules or regulations, no prohibitions on contacting cheerleaders. Nothing can happen to them. They can pursue them in any way they want, whether for friendship or for anything else. The cheerleaders, on the other hand, and many of these different teams, not every team, but many of the teams, if they are contacted by a player, they have to block them. They're only allowed to say, good game, that's it. If they are in a restaurant and they're eating and a football player walks in, any NFL football player from any team, they have to stop eating, get up, and walk out. If they're in a movie theater and they find out a player's in there, they have to leave. They can't be seen in any location where there's a player. And if...
Wow.
What do you reckon, Steve? Good rule?
Sounds like a terrible... It sounds like segregation. What's going on?
Discrimination, maybe, possibly.
Wow. Are they really that touchy about...
I think they might worry that they get like a cheerleader with a football player might be a bad scandal for the NFL.
Yes. But it's been happening for years.
No.
Of course it has.
No, they would never. No, never.
Are you kidding me?
Never. They would never get together, right?
No.
But why doesn't the NFL player get in trouble? But how would the NFL, how would the cheerleader...
But that's the game about. That's what the game's about, him.
But how...
Well, that's it. They bring in the money, right?
Yeah.
But how many people... would they know every NFL player?
I don't think they would.
I guarantee get five through, like, going, oh, that's a player
the
from that rubbish.
Cheerleaders wouldn't even know their own players on the team.
No, they would.
Oh, I don't think they would.
Some
they
would be hot and they go, oh, yeah.
That's how it starts, Mick.
Yeah. But so, every time you know. Say, Glenn, every time you say cheerleader, it sounds like chili to me. Cheerleader.
Well, no more chilies, man.
Cheerleaders.
Yeah, chili leaders.
Chili leaders. That's pretty hot.
But you're telling us there's actually a whole champion. It's a world championship.
It's a world championship.
It's in like Texas. It's in Texas, I believe.
Yeah. Of course it's in Texas.
Everything's in Texas.
In Texas where? Australia?
America.
America. Oh. Come on.
Do you know where Texas in Australia is?
No.
Just above the Queensland border.
I know where Toronto is, though.
Toronto is Newcastle.
Yeah, there you go. Not in Canada.
Or Canada, depending which way you look at it. But I think it's outrageous. That has to change.
It's a stupid rule.
It's the stupidest rule I've
ever
heard.
That's like saying
of.
You can't coexist with your co-worker after hours.
No, but if you've got the rule, you got to have it for both players, right?
Oh, like, yeah, it's got to be like, both ways.
You can't just have it one way. That's just completely outrageous.
So
what if
an NFL player sees a cheerleader at a clothes shop, they're not allowed to go in there?
But the cheerleader gets fired, he doesn't.
That's sad.
That
should
ridiculous.
Not be allowed.
You know, they should all get fired.
That's fire discrimination.
Everyone. Fire the person that made this policy, because that's dumb.
Sounds like Beatty.
No, it wasn't Beatty.
Man. I didn't say who it was, Beatty, which Beatty.
Yeah, but
we know, you don't like Peter Beatty, we get it.
It could have been a Beatty over there, could be an English, okay. American Beatty.
Is that it for sport?
That's it for sport, I think, at this point.
Your local station, with music, community news and information, all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
Welcome back to the program. You're here on the Wild West with Mick, Glenn and Steve. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Our tribute continues for Vichy this morning. Dead, age 28.
We've got many more tracks to go in tribute.
Aman, he...
I used to know the song called Don't cry for me, Argentina. That was Da Vinci, wasn't it?
That was Da Vinci. No, not the same thing, no. You're close, Mick, but not quite there. You're never quite there, really, to be honest, Mick.
I'm never there.
At least he tries, Mick. I see. Give you support for trying.
At least I'm out there trying.
At least you're giving it a whirl.
And I'm seeing different things. You won't see.
No, I don't see what you see, Mick. I can tell you that now.
Glenn won't see it. All right, it's time for Mad Mick Presents.
And his favourite topic of the week.
Yes.
Ripping off dead people.
Well, that's not good. You shouldn't do
but
that.
It's not even just the dead people, Mick.
It's living people, too.
Living people as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Let's listen first to the living person, because the dead person didn't quite make it to the Royal Commission.
Oh. He was going to go, but
it was dead there about 10 years, I think. But here's one lady that I think had, I think, the first customer that came to the Banking Royal Commission so far.
This is to do with the Banking Royal Commission.
Yeah. Happy customers of banks, right?
And more than others, you know? And we all just want to try and get a property and have a little bit by for our retirement. And I just feel that through this horrible situation through the Westpac Bank, the advice that we were given, a bank that's a big bank that I've been with for 16 years, for them to do that to their customers is absolutely and utterly disgusting. And I hope no one ever has to go through it again.
Thank you, Mrs. McDowell.
And that was one of the victims at the Royal Commission. Oh.
Well, you make it sound so harsh. One of the victims.
Of course she's a victim.
I know, right?
She basically lost a lot of money.
They ripped their living out.
I know, of course. They're horrible people, and the AMP boss
What was the... In this case, it was Combank, and basically... No, Westpac, sorry. I get them all confused. They're also lovely people.
They're all crooks, clearly.
What was the problem with this one? This was basically the lady was about to retire. She wanted to open a bed and breakfast.
And they told her in advice, sell the place and then you'll get a loan from us to buy your bed and breakfast. So what happens? She sells the place, she pays her fees, and they knock her back.
Yeah. But they give her a loan for an investment property, so she could live in the investment property.
But she can't
live in the investment property, obviously.
It's an investment property.
So they had to pay some, but it took a long time.
That's horrible.
They did compensate some money in the end.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't compensate you for the stress you go through. And when you're under stress, you live less. Your life expectancy dies down. You're more likely to have health problems.
But this is part of the problem with the advice industry, right, is that the advice was terrible advice, not necessarily because the person was incompetent, it was because the structure of their advice is based on commissions, right?
This is what you get from self-regulations.
Mm. But it's the commissions that drive this behaviour, right, because the bank has certain products they want to sell to you, and they get commissions for certain products, and good advice not always be...
But these people are employed by the banks to sell them, instead of being separate, and then having a look, say, oh, Westpac's
It's
got
like
this
going
thing.
To the drug company to get your drugs, right? They're going to sell you drugs.
Oh, I don't know. I never buy drugs from the drug company.
But that's why you have a doctor and a pharmacy.
Well, right? They are drug pushers.
They are.
Well, no, because in some countries, the doctor and, like, for example, the pharmacy is the one bloke, and that just means you end up with lots more people getting drugs than they would normally not need to because...
Well, it depends.
They get incentives to sell more, right?
Yeah.
Because they get a margin on that. So I guess you've got to... This is a separation problem that the Royal Commission needs to address, which is will people be willing to... Because a lot of advice is free, right? But hidden advice. So the fees are actually in the percentage commissions on what you invest.
But there's also advice where people know they're going to go down the drain and they still give it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I give you the wrong advice, which there was in this case.
Then they take their excuses. We have a disclaimer against that.
What a load of crap.
Well, there's no disclaimer for this. It was bad advice, full stop.
Yeah.
You can't excuse this behaviour.
It's pathetic.
But then you got your dead people problem, Mick, which was they charged a dead person for how long?
10 years.
Wow.
That was only one of them. There might have been a lot more dead people alive being ripped off.
Oh, there's been more than one.
Dead people being alive.
Being ripped off, yeah.
How do they be alive if they're dead?
Because
they're still paying fees, right?
Yeah, and they're ghosts.
To be fair, they never complained to dead people, though. No. They're the happiest bank customers. Never complained once.
Maybe that's why the bank kept charging them.
I think that's what they did, actually. The AMP CEO also resigned this week. There's a whole bunch of issues there. It just goes on. The treasurer that didn't want this inquiry now, the government didn't want the inquiry now, is saying they might have to extend it.
Mm.
Now, if they find all the unhappy bank customers, it might go on for about 20 years.
That's what they should be also doing.
20 years?
Oh, there's a lot of unhappy bank customers in the world. People love banks.
What they should be also doing is doing checks on insurance. Insurance is a pretty ripped... People get ripped off in insurance through their advisors. Like, for example, me. I bought a life assurance when I was 17.
Mm.
And in the insurance, it said, at the age of certain thing, you'll get a maturity thing. If you get injured or can't work, the insurance policy will cover you. So when I got put off work for a motorbike accident, they said, oh, you have to pay $16,000. I mean, yeah, $1,600 to get our doctors a thing, and you won't get it back. And the policy is only $100 a year. So 16 years of payments before I get anything done. I said, no.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't accept the court's decision. They wouldn't accept the other evidence as well.
Mm. So what do you think is going to be the outcome, Mick? This commission's going to lead to some more regulations or...?
More regulations and tougher by the administrator. Get them kicked.
But this is not the culture of the bank that has to change as well.
Yeah, the banks is doing it because they can get away with it. As soon as they can't get away with it, they won't do it. And when people get put in jail, this is what should be happening. As soon as they get put in jail, they'll scream blue murder and they'll clean their act up. And they've also brought in, the government's starting to bring in a thing where if you get caught out, if you're a multinational, you can pay up to 10% of your total gross earnings.
So the AMP CEO resigned this week, but the Combank CEO that has had a few scandals already, including the money laundering scandal, the grave digging scandal now, I guess.
Money laundering was when you left your money in your wallet, in your pocket.
Well, he's grave digging that watch.
Many times, actually.
That's money laundering, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, basically, he's laundering money and digging out the graves of dead people's money.
Accidental laundering, I think.
Yeah. Well, why is the AMP CEO gone and no others, though? What did he do particularly
there's
worse?
There's more to come.
It's kind of like with the citizenship, right? Some people left right away and then others left later.
So you think they're all going to go? They can't all go.
No, they're not all going
to go. Because otherwise the whole banking industry will collapse. I can never understand why the AMP guy left.
They can't all go. The bloke who left first is the first rat leading a sinking ship. And if they...
Getting out before it sinks, yeah. Unless he knows there's more coming.
Yeah, there's more coming.
Yeah. Mm. Well, as long as you're watching the weeks ahead, Mick, you'll stay mad.
Yeah.
As long as you're still mad next week, Mick, it's all good.
Mm. As long as you're still mad. Please be mad.
The whole segment's ruined if you're not mad.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 to GLF.
For the Wild West.
By the way, if you're it's time for the Wild West. It has been since 8 o'clock this morning.
No, but the actual segment now.
Okay. Oh, yeah, the Wild West segment. But also, if you're wondering why we're playing a Avicii all show, Steve.
Oh, yes.
Why?
It's in tribute because he unfortunately died.
Mm. Well, I thought he might have been an artist, painter.
The Da Vinci.
Yeah, like Da Vinci.
Is Da Vinci dead too?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
He might be been slightly dead for a while.
Mm.
Is he still paying fees?
Oh, he might be paying fees.
I'm sure he's still making royalties though from...
Oh, the people who got his things got making the royalties.
Yeah, well, he's a state, right?
Yeah.
So the biggest news in the Wild West this week, Steve?
What do you want to start with?
Well, what was the biggest news?
I don't know. We can talk about a couple
of things. The bushfire!
Mix on it. Come on,
Steve. The bushfire. No, surely there's bigger things than that.
No,
that was the biggest news of the week. Okay.
I was watching it from my place.
Really?
I
went past it every morning. It was kind of sad.
Yeah.
But amazingly, no, there was very little property damage, which says a lot about the emergency services, and also, too, no one got injured either.
It amazes me.
People take it to hospital, but they weren't injured.
It amazes me where it started and how quickly it went through.
Because it was very windy that day. That was
Is that because all the trees were close together as well?
No, because it started over the other side of the Georges River at Casula.
Oh, okay.
So the breeze must have blown straight across and bang. Mm.
And it was within hours it was over at Wattle Grove, threatening homes there. Then basically by the evening it was over near Menai.
Oh, yeah. And it was there for three or four days too.
Yeah. The only saddest thing about it, though, is that they believe it potentially has been deliberately lit. And they're currently...
Really?
That is what they're believing. They're looking at CCTV footage around where they can find it, but obviously a lot of the area isn't CCTV footage.
But someone posted that online.
Yeah, it was a video post online from some kids like... near the fire, but they went to the police station and they were they weren't arsonists, just douchebags. And apparently, being a douchebag isn't against the law.
It should be.
Mm. Should be. I think there should be.
How
absolutely. 10 years of douchebagging.
How do they know they didn't light it?
Because the police investigated it.
Oh.
That's because they went to the police station because the police went, that's a bit weird. They were just, so they did not know. So they're still investigating it at the moment.
Put your matches away, Glenn. You don't want to see any more fires out that way.
No, I can't light a fire to save my life, Mick. So.
Can't even light a candle.
So, but it's been quite good by the firefighters, because they wouldn't be expecting this time of year being April. No. It's not really fire season, but...
And but last week we talked about burning off.
Ironically, that same day they were planning back burning in that area. At 9 o'clock this morning, it was quite surreal. What happened? The backburning happened at 9 o'clock in the morning, and now they actually had a real fire. So backburning was justified.
No, they didn't cause it, though.
But there's some more.
It's interesting. No one's actually mentioned that anywhere I've noticed, is that there was backburning that day.
It was all cancelled.
But it might have been cancelled. I don't know. It was cancelled.
What it could have been was when the fire didn't hear about the cancellation and he lit it.
No, I think they would have known, Mick. Let's take the part they probably
knew.
But
there is some more backburning this week.
Well, they were backburning to contain the fire as well, because the fire was raging for almost the most of the week.
Mm.
Probably not fully out either, I don't know. But
no, it's probably controlled now.
Hoping the rain would put it out, but we never had any rain up here.
But this is a bit of a problem, though. We haven't had rain for ages, Mick.
Mm.
Just quietly. I don't quite like not having rain, but...
I like rain.
I don't mind rain, but not during the day.
No, during the day is good.
No, it has to be at night time when you're sleeping.
Exactly, Steve.
So it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, when it drips on your roof, don't dip.
I do like that sound. It's very calming.
The floods come.
No floods.
And you're in a sleep in bed at night. Oh, is there a flood out there? Oh, I better stay.
Why is there water under my bed? That's something else. Anyway. Also, another big event this past week, the Bring It On Festival in Fairfield. Glenn, you and I were there.
We were. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, so fun. Thousands of people there. Actually,
it was about 1,000.
Apparently, there was 4,000 people there, so I don't know how accurate that is.
So what was Bring It On about?
They brought it on.
It was a festival with music and stalls and food and events. And it was more of a youth festival. I'd say it was a youth festival, to be honest.
Mm.
Just a lot of people having fun. Jumping castles. There was live bands were there. 2GLF was broadcasting there.
So it was more like Woodstock.
It wasn't like Woodstock. Nowhere near like Woodstock. I wish it was.
It's a very toned down Woodstock, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
But the jumping castles.
They didn't have that at Woodstock, did they? Jumping castles.
They had running in the mud. Naked.
There was no running in the mud naked at
Mick was there. He knows this.
Woodstock, I hear, was very good, actually. But as far as that goes, it was quite a success. 4,000 people. A lot of people had fun.
Are they having it next year?
Yeah, I believe so. Why wouldn't they?
Don't know.
Okay. That solved that one. People won prizes and there were a lot of fun there. And just people coexisting with the local community.
Police, so did you enjoy yourself?
I did enjoy myself, to be honest. For the short amount of time we were there, it was all right. Could have done better things for my Sunday, to be honest. But
did Glenn enjoy
me? I was lovely, yes.
Oh, that sounds very good.
I cycled all the way out. It was quite fun.
Yeah.
Bicycle parking.
Had some nice food, saw a live band.
You what? You...
Bicycled out.
Oh, you bicycled it. Mm. Did you find parking very hard?
Very difficult. There wasn't had to get just near the front door. Terrible.
So difficult.
So difficult.
To be fair,
I had to find a good post.
Honestly, it wasn't that hard to park. I found parking easy as well. I drove, so.
Yeah. I was told you can drive anything.
You can
drive a lot of people up the wall as well.
I can drive people crazy.
You're right, Mick. Now, there's a new exhibition coming up in October and some lead-up events for it from the Warbank Heritage Group. They're running a project called Peace Comes to Liverpool.
What's that? Warbank?
Moorbank.
Oh, Moorbank.
Warbank.
Put your hearing aid in, Mick.
Hey?
Basically, they're going to be looking at the impact of the World War One in the Liverpool area. Looking at the historical significance, because obviously there was the military camp, the old Liverpool to Holdsworthy railway, military railway.
Mm-hmm.
They also had a camp of people there where 60 people died from deaths
in the camp and illness. And they had two bridges across the river.
Yeah. And Liverpool Station, they've got a really good picture in the local paper this week where they've got basically Liverpool Station where people are just walking on the tracks, packed into a train as the troops leave. So they're going to have all these heritage photos, letters, and a huge exhibition at the Liverpool Regional Museum in October. And they've got some events coming up the next couple of months, including a book and some other talks and things like that. So keep an eye out for that. Peace comes to Liverpool.
As long as you're not dead in that thing, because you'll get charged by the banks.
Peace be with you.
Yes, I don't think they're charging anyone for Mortal 1, I don't think, but you never know.
They could. If they can make a buck, sure they would.
If they could get away with it, maybe.
That makes sense. Now, the Liverpool pop-up program recently started, which saw a couple of local businesses come together to make the Northumberland arcade more vibrant and active again.
What's a pop-up?
Like, you know, pop-up stores, like just random stores popping up.
Just say water and they pop up.
No. They just have their business at certain locations in the local areas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This one is titled Made Here, Green Fix and Street University.
Green Fix sounds all right.
We'll talk about the Greens later. They got a good idea. But either way, that started this past week, and they're just trying to make the local arcade more active again, as it used to be back in the day.
Oh, that's because they're idiots.
Are they? is that the reason they're idiots?
They're idiots.
Okay. We'll leave it at that then.
Fools and clowns. F&Cs.
Now, an old Guildford man, aged 28, he was from old Guildford, not an old Guildford man, has been charged with a series of armed robberies across the west and inner west over the last 7-week period. They've been able to get, he's investigated 5 armed robberies between November and early January.
Which arms did he take off? Left or right arm?
It was basically mostly pizza shops. I don't know why he had a thing for pizza shops, but so they arrested him at a construction site this week, and they've charged him with a range of offences, and they've had a breakthrough.
Right.
But did he get a good pizza or a bad pizza?
I don't know. They never really mentioned it, so I don't know.
I don't know if it's a model.
Investigations are continuing into the pizza quality.
Did you say pizza quality?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
worst pizza I've ever had was in Italy.
Was it?
Yeah. Of course. The Italians are not out of pizza. Come on.
Pretty bad.
Venice.
The Greeks invented pizza, right?
They did. They invented dough.
Ah.
The basis of pizza.
You invented flour, right? Isn't that how you like claim everything?
And water. And did water. You hear that?
You invented water and land and God?
Well, the Aborigines just have their flatbreads 50,000 years ago.
Yeah, the Greeks invented it, though.
50,000, no, Greeks did it 50,001 years ago.
Yeah, and they sent it over to them.
Now, speaking of crime, though, there's been a large spike in youth crime in the local area, specifically underage drug dealers and...
Underage thugs. Drug dealers.
Christ. Yeah, apparently. Yeah, underage drug dealers, thugs and thieves. They
so
are.
It's all right to be an overage drug dealer?
I think that's okay. Yeah. It's not okay, clearly.
But what's a pub? That's a drug dealing.
Is it?
Or
alcohol's not really.
Yeah, alcohol's a drug.
Not an illegal drug. I think they're saying they're illegal drug dealers.
We're talking about illegal drug dealers.
Yeah, but it's legal over in other countries.
Yeah, but we're talking about
in Australia,
Liverpool.
Sydney,
we're talking Liverpool, Fairfield, Australia, technically. After, yeah, there's just been a spike in armed robbery. Both arms, Mick. And, yeah, other than that.
I can just see it. A bloke going into a cop shop saying, I want to report an armed robbery.
I got two guns to.
I lost both left and right arm.
I got two guns to report. Yeah. The right arm. All right, moving.
Moving on now. Liverpool Council. The EPA has confirmed that asbestos has been found at a park at Preston's Macleod Park. Liverpool Council was undertaking some civil works in the park and has placed some controls in place after it was found last December.
Was that the stuff they dumped there?
Basically been dumped there, yes.
No, it was the stuff the Liverpool Council did a dumping at one stage.
I don't know. It's not that one, Mick. So that was a long time. An issue there at Preston. Oh. So this park has a whole bunch of asbestos in the...
You know what gets me? This asbestos, since the 1890s, they knew what asbestos did to people's lungs and they still kept on using it. The 1890s... In England, they comment about it.
Takes a long time to change things sometimes, and what? that's been something that now has been horrendously trying to solve. Right?
Yep. There's a lot of asbestos around, and I live in an asbestos house.
Do you?
Yep.
How's your breathing?
Well, if it's not undisturbed, it's okay. But once you disturb and do construction, that's another one.
And that's when it spreads.
Yeah. And this is the problem. A lot of renovations and people do. They don't realise you're in an asbestos house. It's hard to tell what's asbestos and what's not.
It could just be foam or padding, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of, like in unit boxes, they've got all the ceiling insulation is got asbestos. Your house insulation may have it. Because they didn't stop selling it to like the 1990s, I think.
Roughly. 80s.
80s and 90s.
Oh, wow.
I used asbestos. Is that any relation to asbestos?
No.
It's a distant cousin, I think.
Distant cousins, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Now, there's been claims Liverpool nurses and midwives are fighting the nurse-to-patient ratio as there's not enough nurses and midwives in general to cater to the needs. So they're asking for more nurses and midwives.
Would you like to be a nurse?
I would not like to be a nurse.
Would you
I'd like to be
a
paramedic, though.
Yes. Okay, be a paramedic.
I can't.
Why not?
I wouldn't pass the physical because of my heart condition, Mick.
Oh, get
isn't
him
that to... ironic? I want to be a paramedic, but because I've got a heart condition, I can't.
We'll get him to replace
you. What would you know about a heart condition?
He can act as your...
As my what?
As your understudy. You can put him
understudy.
In...
Oh, I'm sure Glenn's got
he
better things to do.
He can do this test and you can do the...
I've got better things to do.
You don't
sorry
want to become a paramedic?
No, Christ, no. I've got no blood guts.
No, they've got it really hard, though, paramedics.
No, I don't think
a lot
so
they can't do.
Yeah. I'd be terrible. Like, you know, in a car accident or something, you're like, oh, I don't want to go there.
Are you okay with blood and things?
No.
Blood and guts?
And no. No. Oh, God, no.
Okay.
I can't watch RPA on TV. You know that show that they leave the
no
hospital
like
and,
it
like, they bring out the intestines?
Oh,
and
no, I don't want...
I don't really, but maybe, sure. I've never watched the show, but I just go, oh, that's
I
disgusting
hate those plastic surgery shows. I think they're, ugh.
No, I don't like them using plastic in plastic surgery.
What about paper?
As long as they recycle it, that's all that matters, right? Now, well, that's a big issue this week as well, Mick.
Yes.
If, recycling, curbs
that,
are recycling.
That was Mick's other topic, actually.
We'll get to that later then.
And the Greens you want to talk about as well.
Now, also too, there is a motion that's been put forward to council that was carried at last week's council meeting at Liverpool to monitor the number and locations of poker machines in the local government area. So basically the council's going to be checking how many poker machines are in each... Well, throughout
venue,
Liverpool.
I thought they would have
already had a spreadsheet for this.
They do. The government, the state government has it, but now the local government wants to do it as well.
Can't they just ask them for it?
Or
the
that'd be a simple
the numbers
way
wouldn't be the same? Like, I don't, why can't they just say, hey, can we have your spreadsheet, please?
Maybe not allowed to, but essentially what the council...
Spread your sheet,
wait, you wouldn't be, why wouldn't you be allowed to?
Because I don't know, but they decided they're going to count them themselves. It's a good question.
For accuracy, right, I guess.
Well, because they want to put submissions in when new applications come in and to monitor transfers within the area. So
right
without having the data, you've got to kind of collate it to then use it for that purpose,
and
I think.
And the law states you're not allowed to bring any new ones in.
Well, not being banned in this area, but you can transfer
but you
them,
can transfer them yeah
from place to place.
That's how they get around it, loophole, right?
Now, the Liberal councillor, Councillor Hachidi, said that this motion is about a political play. If they're being generally concerned about the bill, they would have access to party colleagues who supported it. And get it through Parliament. Mind you, they're in Parliament, so I don't think they can get it through. So I guess that's the question. So the Liberals here are actually saying that the council shouldn't be collecting the data. They should be doing it at state level, which I think, to your point, Steve, kind of makes a bit of sense.
Mm. It affects the people who live in their council area, so they want to know.
Well, the council makes submissions into these applications as well.
So you have to know how many...
It should just be no. It should be pretty simple.
So you should have to know how many one-armed bandits are around.
I think it's simple. Too many. Not hard.
Yeah, get rid of them.
Too many. Actually, there is far too many in this area.
The government plays on people's addictions. Addictions on computers, addictions on... Yeah, the computer, which is the one-arm bandit. That's your one-arm bandit in the poker machine.
They don't
computer
win anything, though.
Then they do for alcohol, nicotine, they all rip the addicts off.
Everyone gets ripped off.
The addicts are the worst.
Not just in gambling.
Mick, you get ripped off when you get born. Nonetheless, you have to move on.
Got ripped off at my local barber.
I got pulled out when I got born.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I didn't get ripped off when I got born. I got pulled out.
Okay. That's a whole nother problem. As far as that goes, the local Minister of Health, they had their flu detection kit at Liverpool Station this week to see how many people had germs. And
could they do the people when they find out they have a germ?
No, they had a scanner there where you put your hand down on it. And if you look in the local paper, it was a scanner where you put your hand on the scanner and it detects what flu... If
was it a scan? Was it a scamming scan?
I think it was... No, it was just to see how... You know, how you if you're sick or you need a flu shot. Well, that's it. It's kind of counterproductive, right? Of course you're going to have germs. And you're going for a train station.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You always got germs on you anyway.
But the warning is, it's flu season. Maybe go get a flu shot from your local GP and whatnot.
So good idea.
A shot from the gun. That hurts.
Because it actually is 100 years this year from the great flu pandemic, the Spanish flu.
Oh, really?
Which apparently killed 3-6% of the world's population. 100 million people, they reckon, died.
Wow.
Get a flu shot.
And then the pig flu, right, Mick?
Well, it's basically the same strain.
Yeah, they fly.
It's kind of...
flu.
Sorry, he had this choking off.
He had to say the joke.
But it's funny, like, it's actually one of the things that I'm surprised that no one really talks about. Like, we have all these...
I think it'd be when they realise it'll be on
the... Well, about the plague. That wiped out a lot of people.
No, this is worse. This is...
The plague wiped out a lot of people.
But yeah. But it's 100 years ago. That's quite not that long ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100 years.
6% of the world's population. Phew.
Wow. Wow.
But remember that's when they introduced...
And that was like, I think that peak that came around years ago, I think, was the similar type of strain. That's what I was so concerned about.
Remember when the Spanish went into South America, or when the English went into North America, they wiped out a lot of people through diseases they brought in.
They still do now, don't they? They're still bringing in diseases and things.
Oh, yeah. They bring in the rockets, they bring in the guns.
But I guess now we're all immune to it now, right? Hopefully, fingers crossed.
No, I doubt it.
Superman's immune to bullets, that's all.
Is he?
That's the only thing they can't get him with.
Well, good for Superman. What about the normal person?
Go Superman.
All right, that's it for the Wild West.
I think so. 89.3 to
GLF. You're here on the Wild West with Mick, Glenn and Steve.
Like a tribute to Avicii.
Yeah, Avicii. That was the last Avicii song, mind you. So.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
It was really.
It was, Mick, unfortunately, the last one. He makes good music, though, so I was glad to get through them all at least. So. Yeah, time for television, though.
Time for television. Sad news there as well. I don't know, it must be the saddest Saturday ever.
That's not maybe a good not way ever, to start maybe. The weekend.
No. But another sad loss to television this week.
Nice to have your company right around Australia. Well, we're back in our normal time slot, back in Europe, San Marino.
This is what he does! Oh, look at that! Smoke just pouring off the crowd here. Now, watch the white water. See? Bang! Oh, gets him thrown up. He's lost a crew member. He's out. Oh, what a bad spot to be out. He's got to get him in. Look at this. Tasmania, they'll take a back shoot.
He was an awesome commentator.
Yeah, very sad to hear.
Very loud.
No. He was only 75, he died.
But you think he was an awesome commentator?
I didn't watch sport.
Oh, God. How do you not know this guy?
Come on, Mick.
I've seen him, heard him on the radio.
Yeah, come on.
TV.
Like, even if you don't watch sport, you'd even know who Darryl Eastlake was.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
I don't watch sport.
At least you know who he was, though.
Yeah, no. That's a good starting point. But he was quite ill, unfortunately.
Alzheimer's, wasn't it?
Alzheimer's. And, yeah, so 75.
Did he ever play football or any sport? Was he a sportsman?
And then became a sportscaster.
That's a great question.
Oh,
Mick.
Maybe.
Not
too sure, to be honest.
He used to be... He done... Well, not really. He was in motor racing a little bit, in touring car racing. But he was more a broadcaster. He used to be a Qantas baggage handler, made surfboards, and ran a surf shop. Then became a broadcaster. Obviously, that's pretty...
So he must have been able to ride a board.
Well, he must have been, but he made them, so I imagine you'd have to go and test them out occasionally.
Yeah.
At least he had a test rider.
Because that's how he started in broadcasting. He'd done surf reports for 2UW.
Oh, right.
The Western Sydney station, surf reports. Mm.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, 2UW, that's one I was afraid. That wasn't WS, it was 2UW, which is Kiss FM now.
Oh.
So, you know, Darryl Eastlake and Carl Sandilands, same thing, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
Carl Sandilands.
It's on the same station, right?
So, another one boy.
Different, about, you know, 50 years later. What a comparison.
So it's the modern day, I think.
Modern
anyway.
Day.
Yeah, that's it, Mick. Crazy, eh? Crazy times. Don't know.
Do you have any more cheery news for us?
Let me see if I can...
Cheerleaders, right, with their... Competition?
No, they're not allowed to be next to anyone, Mick.
No, they have their competition in Texas, remember? We mentioned it before.
We did mention it.
We did, correct.
Now it's time for television.
Thanks for reminding us what we mentioned earlier in the show, Mick.
I guess happier news. The ABC show Mustangs FC, which is a football television show about girls, has been sold to the UK.
What's it called?
It's called Mustangs FC, so I guess it's like a football soccer program. But it's about a girls' team.
It's done by the ABC.
ABC Me.
Haven't even seen
me.
It.
Do you watch ABC Me?
It's the kids' channel.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because it's called ABC Comedy after a certain time.
Okay, well then it's before it's the comedy. It's Mustangs FC. It's about a girls' football team. It's been sold to the CBBC in the UK and Universal Kids in the US. So that's good. More local programming getting sold overseas, which is really good to hear.
More work for our actors.
Well, that's it. I don't think it'll be the same actors, though. Yeah.
Netflix announced this week, too, that their growth is continuing. They now have 124 million subscribers around the world. They beat expectations. They added another, 5 million users to their subscriber base. And that's people that pay a monthly subscription fee. That doesn't include their whole audience, right?
No.
Because not everyone has one login, right? Yeah. Like, that's households, so...
That's because you share your login as well.
Well, no, you're in a house. There's four people in a house. There's four people there. You only buy one for the house, right?
Yeah, mostly.
So that's a huge audience. That's a huge,
Netflix is a behemoth.
Behemoth.
It is a behemoth.
It's a very fancy word, Steve.
It is, though.
What does behemoth mean, please?
Big. Big, massive.
Massive, huge.
Like Google. Google means
Google's
big.
A behemoth. Yes, it is. Oh. Well, it is. It's in. That's in every household.
But actually, that is in it. Yes, no. Is there anyone else that competes with?
Oh, I haven't got it Google in my household.
Oh, sorry, Mick, you're correct, yes.
In the Wi-Fi signals, you might do.
The Tonightly has been renewed for a second season. It's doing quite well at the moment, though, I hear.
50,000 people a night, right?
36,000 last night.
Oh, 36,000. Oh, wow. 36,000 people.
So what do you have to get for the MC to cancel you? No, I think it's only because it's a nightly show.
You
and
have to do too.
Well, they also announced Dan Illick's going there too, right?
Well, he's the new showrunner, so yeah.
Does he run a lot?
Dan Illick, he's a comedian. He used to work on a whole bunch of shows.
You're very funny.
A show called Hungry Beast. Do you remember that
show?
On the ABC?
You watched The Hungry Beast. I know you did, Mick.
It was like...
It was only on for a year or two.
It was kind of like The Feed, but before The Feed. You don't watch The Feed? You said you watch SBS.
Yeah, but I don't watch The Feed.
Yeah, he's forgot.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. It was quite a long time ago.
But it was a show where a lot of, like, it was like, I think Andrew Denton put that show together and basically...
Mark Fennell, a bunch of people from, like, The Checkout and, like, all these other ABC shows. And,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I guess good for Tom Ballard. It's an okay show, I guess.
I don't know. Is it just because it's getting... Maybe it's not a lot of audience on the TV, but maybe it's all the audience through social media, because that's where you can get a bit more cut
through. Exactly.
You put enough content out, eventually something could be good.
And to be honest, I think it's cheap to make as well, so...
I don't know.
I'm sure they can...
You've seen the set there, Steve.
It's really cheap, right? No. Oh, no, actually... Well, they did
they had chairs for the audience.
They had a Christmas tree, which was quite expensive.
How much
right
do you pay for a chair?
A lot.
You should see the chair they have. It's ABC. Yeah.
They took it from a different department, I think the front desk.
I think someone went to their desk and went, where's my chair gone? Okay. Give me up my chair.
Speaking of renews, though, Silicon Valley has been renewed for a...
Thank God.
And sixth season now. Great show. One of my favourite shows. I know, Mick, you don't watch it because it's on pay-TV, but... And Barry got a second season, which is a really good
Mad Bazza or just regular Bazza?
I do miss Mad Bazza. How's Bazza going, by the
way? I'll ride the Bazza McKenzie.
Okay. Or, But what's a Bazza McKenzie?
Bazza McKenzie?
Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
What is it?
Bazza McKenzie. That's the greatest icon of Australia.
Greatest what?
Icon.
Who?
Bazza McKenzie.
I think you made it up, Mick, but let's move on. It's not real.
It was done by the bloke who does Dame Edna.
Barry Humphries?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a cartoon series of...
I didn't watch it, Meg. You should have just said Barry Humphries. Okay, moving on.
Now, big news too. The Royal Wedding's only 5 weeks away. I don't know how you're about to... Are you excited, Steve?
I am totally excited.
Almost excited. Well,
Meghan Markle and...
Prince Charles now heading the Commonwealth up.
I've been invited and I'm going to play around with the with the best women now.
Okay.
Isn't that what you do
Security.
I don't know if you would get... Well, Mick.
But let's put it this way. A lot of the networks have announced their coverage, and I think it'd be fair to say is that you won't miss any moment of the boring ceremony.
We're not going
to
specifically say who.
You know how like they missed the athletes going to the stadium? They won't miss them going to the church, I suspect.
Glenn, they're
going to
have multi-angles and everything.
It's going to be more angles, though.
They're going to have commentary from every news network everywhere.
Is that why they call it Anglia?
He took one step, then another step.
Are they having it in Anglia?
Every Anglia you can think of, Mick.
Yes. Will you be watching, Steve?
No.
No.
I will not be watching.
You'll be watching it with bated breath.
No. No,
I will not be watching. I do not care. Oh, I kind of care, to be honest, but I'm not enough to actually watch it.
The only thing this is going to do is...
Someone's getting married.
This is going to make it hard for the Republicans because they're getting too bloody...
No, easy.
Popular.
Yeah?
They're not popular. Who cares? They're a bunch of tossers that don't do anything all day.
That sounds like a great job.
Well, I don't know. I don't say tossers.
What do you say?
Wankers!
Fair enough. Moving on.
All right, Mick, you're terrible. Now, Free TV, the commercial network, Free TV are lobbying commercial networks to start, regulating digital platforms, Facebook and Google, when it comes to ads and...
That bloody time.
Well, it makes sense, because... They try and get away with it, right? They want heavy regulation on the traditional platforms, obviously Facebook and Google. I don't think that's going to happen, though, on either platforms, to be honest. Only because of the reach that they get and it influences a lot of people.
And it's also hard to influence online stuff, right?
Yeah, you can't really do that. Mark Zuckerberg didn't even know most of the stuff was happening.
Well, how could he know everything's happening in
his
company?
He runs a big business.
Yeah.
I get that. I think most of this also is that they don't like that they're profiting off online ads as well. But it happens.
So they're going to lose some...
No, nothing will happen for it because you can't really regulate it.
Talking about these ads have been taken off the media, off the papers and the TV.
But it's a competition. That's what
and
happens.
And they're going to fix it up. Google said they were going to fix it all up, plus the other internet providers.
Fix it up and give the money away.
Give some charity. Of the
they're
ads
not
going to
give money away.
No, they're not. Then that's not true. Like, they've got, like, you look at any stat of any statistic, like, the internet, like, is like sky high on the internet of how much advertising there is, and the others are just not
remember,
catching up.
It is, there's a peak, and they gauge to a height, and then they'll fall.
Yeah, potentially could.
They are
born. But I don't think they're gonna, their influence on society isn't going to disappear. No. I don't think all of a sudden they're going to stop using Google searches to find stuff because the world will not function.
No. My homepage is Google.
If you took Google away for a day, maybe we could do a test. Just take Google away for the day. What would happen?
They should do that. I think the world would panic, to be honest.
You'd be
take
bedlam.
Away Wikipedia.
Wikipedia and Google? I don't know how the world will stop.
They'll have a big, big sook, I think.
Now, here's one to watch out on Tuesday night on ABC. Guilty, a documentary, is being filmed there, and it tracks the Bali Nine, one of the Bali Nine that was executed, Mayan Sukaraman.
Sukaraman.
You know what's funny? You haven't mentioned his name for about a couple of years now, and I forgot how to say it now. But basically, they go through his rehabilitation and death penalty in the last hours before he died. So
wow.
They,
good one to watch
out. I don't know. I think the story is actually quite interesting, but it probably has been slightly overdone.
And you
but
know
probably
ending,
been enough time.
You know the ending. He dies!
Spoiler alert, Mick.
Spoiler alert.
What about for those that haven't seen the documentary yet?
Indonesian drug trafficker on death row, what happens?
Don't know.
They let him go?
There's a really good TV series about, like, I probably shouldn't say it like that, but about death row where they document the last food prisoners have before they go on death row. It's weird.
Yeah.
That's on 7 or 9, isn't it?
Yeah, it was some network. I caught it one night. I was like, okay, and didn't realise people would be interested in that.
No.
People watch anything, Steve.
Yeah. Other than that, do you have anything else?
James Comey was on with Children to Lee Sales this week
on
as well.
7:30, yeah.
Gave him a bit of a ratings boost.
To plug his book, right?
Plug his book. Yeah, but on the book tour. Mm. You got your book coming out next, Steve? Or
I'll give it a read, sure.
Mick's got a book coming out.
Yeah.
How to Flash Everyone.
But a bit of a coup for the ABC to get him on, though, I think, would be...
Well, Lee had to travel, right, to... where was it? I can't remember. New York or something?
Spend 1 week or something.
Yeah. Steve's had a holiday,
she did
really.
That before, though, for another interview as well, recently.
Mm.
She travels a lot.
Mm. But didn't reveal very much, I don't think. I think it was the least revealing interview. Like, I don't know if he said anything particularly surprising.
We already know. Trump's an idiot.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah. Read the book.
Yeah.
That's spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
But he's a very controversial character, right, too, because basically his memo that he released just before the election,
yeah,
Hillary claims cost her the election. Now he's got Trump.
What cost Hillary the election was her. People don't like her. Get over it.
No, man. Some people liked it.
A lot of people voted for her. But the more people don't. Trump won.
She got more votes, though, than the other guy.
Yeah, but Trump won. Get over it. Move on.
No, but she did actually, more people liked her than Trump, if you went by total numbers.
Yeah, of course. That's why they had the Electoral Commission now.
Which is just the way the system works, but... Yeah. That's the rules of the game.
Oh, well, that's what happens and people can't deal with that.
Tony Jones, too, has got a book going into a TV show as well.
He has a book?
Yeah, you made a novel, apparently. Wow. Obviously, between
Q&A
must be that boring these days. You can write a novel in between.
He should have called his book I'll Take That as a Comment.
Well, he went for the 20th Man, I think.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, it's not the same, really, is it?
That's not going to...
20th Man about?
That's not going
to... Well, you'll have to find out. It's one of the... He's basically made a book and it's going into a TV show.
So is it about football, about soccer, about cricket?
It's going to be an 8-part series about whatever his book is about. It's political assassination plot in Canberra. There's a manhunt in Bosnia.
Yeah.
I think it's an excuse for him to go to the Croatian coastline, to be honest. It's a global whodunit. It's like a crime political thriller type.
He's trying to make it a TV series.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sounds good to me.
Right. So you won't have to retire early.
No, I don't think so.
Is he past 28?
I think Tony Jones is past 28, right?
So he won't die at 28?
No, he should be all right for more years.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he will, yes.
That's it for television.
That's it.
All right.
Your local station with music, community news and information all day, every day. 89.3 2GLF.
What are we waiting for, Steve?
We're waiting for Mick because it's his segment.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
He's mad about...
There is a Queensland government which is a council, who's giving up recycling.
Well, was giving up recycling.
Was. That's what they announced this week.
Yeah, but then, yes, update, Mick. They changed their mind after the backlash they got.
Oh, good. Because have you seen the disasters what non-recycling does?
So they originally had the plan that because the cost has gone up. So there's the backstory, Mick. Originally in China, they're not importing our rubbish anymore.
Or recycled rubbish.
Well, rubbish. That you could recycle.
Mm.
That's increased the cost. Then the council said that's too much to increase the cost by and we don't want to pass it on to our ratepayers. And they will get a stop curbside recycling.
So I'll give you a good example of what we should be doing. The federal government should set up a Commonwealth recycling plant which recycles everything, which everything goes to it, in different cities or in different states. Should be all different. And when they've all the recycled things being recycled, it should be sent to the manufacturers again saying, this is your cost for your material, and that's it.
But what was the most outrageous thing about this, though, wasn't it the fact that the rubbish, they're going to call it recycling and then send it to the tip?
Yeah, they're going to put it all in
that,
the tip.
That was just outrageous to think. And it happens in a lot of places, though, Mick.
Yeah.
Like, you go to food courts and to some offices and things like that, no one can actually figure out which thing to put into what, right? And
this shouldn't be allowed.
And this is causing the problem why the cost has gone up too, because all the recycling, generally speaking, is contaminated and it's very hard to recycle anyway.
The easiest way is make things so when you bring something out, it has to be able to be recycled straight off, even before it gets released on the market. If it can't be fully recycled, it shouldn't be allowed.
But the problem is, Mick, you've got to have your plastic and your glass separated, right? And that's really hard for people to understand. People, for some reason, they cannot put the right stuff in
and
the right
lot
box.
And there's a lot like really of your coffee cups you get from...
I don't drink coffee, Mick.
Right. They are unrecyclable. Now they've got...
Pizza boxes,
because they've got... No, pizza boxes are made out of cardboard. They can be recycled.
No. Apparently, this is what now... Because Ipswich Council has said that they don't want you to put your pizza box in the recycle bin. Because it's too contaminated to recycle.
That. Is that because of the stuff left in it, right?
Probably because you left half your pizza in there.
And all the fat. And the oil and the cheese and, yeah.
So this is the issue, right? It's really hard to recycle a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but if you can't recycle it, you shouldn't be producing it. All plastics. Yes, all plastics.
But you just can't shut the supermarket down tomorrow, Mick. They just can't say...
All plastics should be made to be recycled. If you can't recycle the plastic, it shouldn't be made at all. And then the alternatives, find something which can be recycled.
What about the labelling as well?
As I said,
the labelling's
hopeless, Mick. If you get rid of recycling, you'll fill your countries up with rubbish. That's all it'll be.
I get the problem, but what about the solution? Packaging. You read the packaging of stuff to recycle. Do you always understand where
everything
to put stuff?
Everything should be recyclable.
But if it's what we do now, right, Mick? You get something like a plastic bag. Where do you put it? Where does it go?
Okay, if it's a plastic bag, for example, one of those grey plastic
bags. What type of plastic bag?
One grey type plastic bag from your supermarket or a bread bag. That can also be recycled. You take them back to Coles or Woolies where they have the recycling.
Yeah, and then you go to Coles and Woolworths and the bin there is full of people's stuff, that their cans of drink that they put in there as well. There is. I've been there.
Not at Glen Quarry, mate.
Oh, okay.
We are sophisticated people.
Well, there you go. Put your rubbish at Glen Quarry.
So I'm going to all go to Glen Quarry and I get there.
Aldi's even do battery recycling at their
stores. Yeah, I go to Aldi's to do my battery recycling, yeah. But there is a problem with people not following the rules, though, right?
If you make it easier...
And it's a problem. It's not easy.
You have to make it easy.
People are just lazy. That's all it is.
Make it easy.
It shouldn't have to be like easy.
I think it's both sides.
It's like rubbish being dumped around the country here. Why is it being dumped? Because you have to pay to dump rubbish. If it was classed as a recycling place and you got to dump your rubbish in the recycling place, it's another different thing. You wouldn't be dumping it on the roads or in offices.
But is the other problem too, Mick, is it's not recycling, but it's also actually creating, because recycling isn't like environmentally friendly either, right? Not having the stuff in the first place is more environmentally friendly too, right?
That's what
less packaging.
Yeah, but I like pizza.
Having something which is recyclable. Can they recycle those lithium batteries?
Yeah.
You have to find out, because
I don't know where they go. In the next
10 years, lithium batteries will be making a big thing, like e-waste, having a lot of problems with e-waste.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one thing you can do, you can keep your phone for another 2 more years, like keep it for 4 years. That would reduce a lot of environmental
impact. Fine. I've had my phone for 50 years.
Yeah, your phone's boring.
That's very good, Mick.
Has it got any apps on there?
No, all the apps have been, the Apple cores have been put away, so there's no apples on.
No apples on your app?
On the phone.
No droids?
No droid, no.
Okay.
No droids?
No Windows?
Well, the Windows outside you look at when you're on the phone.
Anything else making you mad this week, Mick?
Oh, yeah.
Like?
The Greens.
Okay.
The Greens are talking about legalising marijuana.
Yeah.
About bloody time.
So aren't they against drugs, alcohol, sex and violence and everything?
And fun, just fun. In general.
Oh, they're idiots, but but they need their pot to smoke.
Isn't that ironic, really, isn't it?
Yeah, but most of, if you have a look in America, there's a lot of states now which have got legalised marijuana.
Yeah, a lot of countries now.
And the sources, what they've found is there's less problems with it. The only thing what they should be doing is legalising all drugs and then restricting the certain drugs, because what that will do will stop people synthesising these other dangerous drugs and replacing them.
Well, you can see, do that.
So many people die from synthetic pot or synthetic this or synthetic that.
Yeah.
That's because it's been illegal, and they're trying to overcome it by making some other drug legal. Through the chemical.
And they keep changing the chemical compound to avoid the law, right? That's basically what they do. So if you're careful, everyone ingredient a smidgen and...
Yeah. So if you're not careful, I'll be inventing things that you can plug into yourself and get yourself a drug hit through electronic devices.
Mm.
Which could happen.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, by the way, lithium batteries can be recycled, by the way.
How much of the lithium batteries get recycled and where?
It's like everything we're recycling. Not everything is 100% recyclable. That is the biggest myth about recycling, right? Yeah. Like, they even reckon, like, things that you recycle, they don't actually go back to original. Like, they can only use so much of the material, right?
Yeah.
Like, you recycle paper, it doesn't always come back as paper. Sometimes it comes back as something else, or very hard to do.
And with the hemp, they stick hemp into the paper to make it last longer.
Yeah, indeed.
Or make houses out of.
Wow.
This is the Wild West on 89.3.
That's why we're so wild.
Part of your community. This is your local station. 89.3
2GLF. To the program.
We're at Fair Go Land now.
Well, the question is, we've not got no movies, but however, there's a great movie in the making here.
Very sad, actually, to hear.
In Africa, there is a place called Swaziland.
Yeah, I know Swaziland.
Swaziland, like Switzerland.
No, it's in a different place.
Different place.
East Switzerland or West Switzerland?
I don't know, yes.
Are they still there?
So basically, the king of Swaziland, one of the last absolute monarchs in the world, basically decided last week, on Wednesday, he issued a decree.
Did you say effluent?
Affluent?
No, absolute monarch.
Yeah, you said effluent.
No, I didn't. But anyway, the king of Swaziland decided by decree, just decided he woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm sick of being called Switzerland all the time. I'm going to just change the country's name. Bam. Change the country's name. So now he's decided to call the new country Eswatini.
Oh, that's like E-Martini.
Yeah. I think he's trying to be, James apparently Bond's it has there. Some traditional meanings or something, so he just decided to change the country's name.
Bond will go say, Shuken, not stored.
But ironically, it's not the only country that's also changed its name.
When?
The Czech Republic.
When did it change its name?
Is now Cheka.
Cheka?
Yeah. The English short version of it is now being changed. If you look to Google Maps, they've changed it, because officially they've changed their English translation of the name. So if you had the choice, Mick, what would you call it, Australia? If you could change Australia's name, what if Malcolm Turnbull decided tomorrow, need a new name?
Stick it up 'em.
Stick it up 'em?
That would be a good one.
Wow. That's a
Any other ideas?
Yeah.
My one, Fair Go Land.
Fair Go Land. Fair Go Land?
Fair Go Land.
Fair Go Land?
Yeah.
Fair Go Land. I've come from Fair Go Land. Yes, exactly. We'll have a stupid accent.
Allenville.
No. Well, I think it's pretty cool.
Mad Mickland.
It's very rare that you get a country changing their name.
One every now and then.
Usually you get invaded and
taken over. Has there been any prominent name changes?
Yeah, there was the Czech Republic. That's pretty prominent. Czech probably doesn't...
Just call it Czech. That sounds like a cool place.
Some of the places in Russia got their names changed.
Well, they did, right?
Yeah, that's right.
St. Peter's.
Australia had its name changed, didn't it? It wasn't always Australia. Yeah,
there's a whole bunch of them. Sri Lanka wasn't always called Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Congo, they changed theirs. Ethiopia had a different name. Cambodia. Iran used to be called Persia.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day. Oh. Back in the good old days.
Good old days. Depends on who you ask about that.
And Jordan used to be called Trans Jordan.
So was it a trans?
That would be popular now. They need to change it back, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we'll go in that
Trans Jordan?
Or my favourite is Buca Fasco, but used to be Upper Volta.
Oh, that sounds
Upper Volta.
That sounds like a soccer team, Upper Volta.
Yes.
Upper Volta are playing Manchester
today. It's a sports thing.
It does sound like, yeah, Upper Volta. That's awesome.
It's part of the gym.
Or it sounds like it sounds like an Olympic.
Yeah,
Olympic sport, Upper Volta.
So, what do you think of names for next week to rename the country?
Wow, that's awesome.
Give us your best names.
I like the trans one, Trans Jordan, and Upper
Volta. Trans Trailer.
Trans Trailer. Wow. Yeah, Upper Volta sounds awesome. It sounds naughty though as well.
Nautic or naughty?
No, naughty. Nautic. I think you meant Nautic.
I thought you meant naughty.
Sounds naughty.
Wheeling on though, the World on Wheels is coming up. They're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
You can check us out online.
Saturday.com.au
893fm.com.au for the radio station if you want to listen back to our program and any other program here. We'll see you next week.